Good afternoon, everybody. The topic of the shiur this month is the simcha and the mazel of Chodesh Adar. And before I begin, I have to actually touch on the question whether this topic is relevant to Chodesh Adar Aleph. Maybe it's only relevant to Chodesh Adar Bet. And however, even if it's only relevant to Chodesh Adar Bet, it's still relevant to us. Because simcha and mazel is a question we should be thinking about actually the whole year. And before I begin, I want to explain why I thought to speak about this topic and this month. It's not only because of Chodesh Adar. Like many families, the Soloveitchik family has a WhatsApp group. And I happen not to be on it, not because I'm not exclusive enough, but one of the rules of the Soloveitchik WhatsApp group is you have to either have a smartphone or an iPhone, which I don't have. But my kids are on it, and actually there's a representative, at least one, from every family, every one of my parents' children, at least one or two, if not more, that's on this WhatsApp group, so that everyone in the family hears. Now, what goes on the Soloveitchik WhatsApp group? Number one, Baruch Hashem, simchas are discussed. Unfortunately, if there's a tsar in the family, so that's mentioned. And other topics. So it was the Tuesday of Parshas B'Shalach, and one of my nieces sent to the WhatsApp group, I'm not holding there, if I forgot already, that one of the Admori Chassidut suggested that it's a good idea on the Tuesday of Parshas B'Shalach, Kitov, double Kitov, to say the Parshas Haman, and it's a school for Parnassah. And someone else wrote back and said, that's Nichush, it's Mazel, a Jew can't do that. And I told my it happened that Friday night in my shul. I discussed it actually, and one of my relatives wrote in the WhatsApp group that a chayim discussed it, so it means it's not so far out. And actually, one of my kids wrote that for the first time ever, I actually tried to say it. Now, try to say it. Why did I try to say it the first time ever? You get older, you have children's support, you need money, so you're going to try anything. And at that time, I'm not sure I even succeeded, because I thought the impression was you have to do Shnei Mikra V'Chatargum. So I got to the Mikra once, but I thought I was too busy working. I didn't have time to do the Mikra the second time or to do the Targum. So he wrote to me, like, isn't it Nichush? So I was thinking, I explained that maybe it's the idea that it's double day ketos, you come to realize that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is in charge, and it's not Nichush. But I was wondering, how do we as Jews look upon Mazel? And obviously, even though we say, Ein Mazel be Yisrael, there's no luck in Am Yisrael. However, there are various Gemaras that imply, yes, there is Mazel be Yisrael. And one of those Gemaras is Mishin Nichnas Adro, when Adar comes in, Marvin B'Simcha, you should increase Simcha. And if you know you're expecting to have to go to court with a non-Jew, you should go in Chodesh Adar. Why? Because in Chodesh Adar, our mazel is very strong. And there are other Gemaras, as we will cover throughout the year. And the truth is, we as Jewish people, maybe subconsciously, seem to believe that. And that's what I'd like to understand, is what our view of mazel supposed to be, Chodesh Adar, and in the rest of the year. So the first question I'd like to touch upon for a few minutes, does this concept of the Simcha of Chodesh Adar and the Mazel of Chodesh Adar apply to Adar Aleph? So the Gemara in source number one is the Gemara Maseches Tainis. Gemara says, Mishan Daf Chav Tes Lamed Aleph, Mishan Nichnas Av, when Av comes in, Mematim B'Simcha, you diminish the amount of Simcha that you have. Amar Rav Yehuda Bereder Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Derav. He says, Kishem Shishim Minichnas Av Ematim Besimcha. Just like when Av comes in, you diminish the Simcha, which is obvious. We know that Chodesh Av is the saddest month of the Jewish year. Kach Mishinichnas Adar, when Adar comes in, Marvin Besimcha, Yikris Simcha. And then, okay, this is okay. Then Amar Rav Papa Hilchach. Therefore, Bar Yisrael the Islay Dina Bahade Nachri. A Jew who is expecting to go to court with a goy, a non-Jew, lishtalim neva of. So if it's around Chodesh Av, push him off. Keep it for Chodesh Elul. He says, however, why? Derei mazle, because in Chodesh Av, our mazel is lacking. and try to arrange a court case to take place in Chodesh Adar, the Bari Mazel, because in Chodesh Adar, our luck is much stronger. Our mazel, I'll use the word mazel, is much stronger. So the Gemara clearly implies there's such a concept as mazel, even going so far as to teach us or to implore of us to try to rearrange our schedule to fit in with Chodesh Adar and not to fit in with Chodesh Av. Now, I will say that the Rambam, even though he does say Mishnichnas Av Mamatim B'Simcha in source number, it's actually in source number 2, Hilchas Tainas Parakei Lachavav, the Rambam does not mention any idea of arranging a court case, because as we know, the Rambam, who was the ultimate rationalist, did not believe in any of this. Rambam did not believe in Mazel. He didn't believe any of this. We'll come back to the Rambam hopefully a little bit later. The Shulchan Aruch actually does mention in source number 2, in regard to Chodesh Av. Not in regard to Chodesh Adar, but in regard to Chodesh Av, Shulchan Aruch says, when Av comes in, you diminish the Simcha, and if you have a court case with a non-Jew, you should try to somehow push it off, so you shouldn't have this court case in Chodesh, you shouldn't have this court case in Chodesh Av. Okay? So the question is, though, does this apply, this Simcha, this Mazel, does it apply to Adar Aleph? So, Rashi, and I actually do not have Rashi in the Daf Mekoros, but Rashi in Maseches Tainis asks the question, what is so special about Chodesh Adar? What happened to Chodesh Adar? And Rashi says, surprisingly, it's not just Chodesh Adar. Rashi says it's Adar and Nisan, because Adar comes right before Nisan. And since in Chodesh Adar we have the Yemei Nisim, the beginning of all the days of miracles, because for us as Jews, so if you ask which months of the year did most of the miracles happen for the Jewish people, obviously Chodesh Adar, where Purim happened, and Chodesh Nisan, where we speak of all the miracles, the Pesach, of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So because of that, that's why Chodesh Adar is supposed to be a very happy month. So the question is, why is Rashi telling this to us? And what is the relevance to Chodesh Nisan? So the Shilas Yavetz in source number 3 and Rav Vosner in source number 4 tell us that Rashi is teaching us a very big Chiddush. And before I begin, I have to say that even though we're Chodesh Adar Aleph, and we know that Purim is celebrating Chodesh Adar Bet, however, there is still somewhat something of Purim Chodesh Adar Aleph. As a matter of fact, in Mirtz Hashem, in another 2 weeks, we will be celebrating Purim Katan. And the Ramah brings down, as I mentioned, that there's an Indian to have a Suda, not a Chiyav, an Indian to have a Suda on Purim Katan. And I was pointing out to somebody that, you know, we as Jews, we always like to find special days. And everyone is very happy when you don't say Tachanun. And there are many days in the year when we don't say Tachanun. We don't say Tachanun, say on Tu B'Shvat. We don't say Tachanun on Lag Omer. We don't say Tachanun on Tu B'Av. But it's when it comes to not say Chodesh Nisan, maybe we don't say Tachanun during the beginning of Chodesh Sivan, at the end of Chodesh Tishrei. When it comes to not saying Lamatzeach, at least those, and I'm sorry I have to use this word, I would call them Ashkenazi purists, okay, who follow Nusach Ashkenaz, Lamatzeach is essentially said almost on any day, except for, of course, Chol HaMoed, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh. I think that's it. And Purim. And it's also not said on Purim Katan and Shushan Purim Katan. So therefore, we see that Yud Dalet Adar Aleph and Tesvav Adar Aleph actually are different than regular days where you don't say Tachanun. They're different. And as a matter of fact, someone who's, God forbid, is sitting is in Shiva during Purim, so the day counts, but he doesn't sit Shiva. And the Rishonim will say, even in Adar Aleph, Purim Katan, you don't sit. We don't paskin that way. And what's the reason why? So the way it's explained, I think my uncle explains this way, but it's explained in many of the Svarim, is that Chodesh Adar, Aleph, Chodesh Adar, regular Chodesh Adar, has two attributes. One is that it's an Adar that's close to Chodesh Shvat, and it's an Adar close to Chodesh Nisan. So therefore, Chodesh Adar Aleph has some of the attributes of regular Chodesh Adar, and Chodesh Adar Bet has other attributes. And the question is, in regard to Purim, which attribute is more important? And therefore, the Gemara, we ask in that, in regard to Purim, the second Adar is more important. Why? Because the second Adar is closer to the Nisan of Pesach. That's what the Gemara says. And therefore, we want to be somech. We want to juxtapose one miracle to the other. But the fact is, Adar Aleph also has some attributes of a regular Adar. And that's why there's a machlokes, which month you keep the yortzeit in, and what do you do if you have a Yom Simcha? For example, I have to think myself. I spoke once about the fact that I donated a kidney, and I donated a kidney Chodesh Adar. I don't even know if it was a leap. I have to think if it was a Shana Muberes or not. So which month do we, you know, is the day where, let's say, the recipient is very happy. You know, she, for her, it's a Yom Simcha. But so Chodesh Adar Aleph has. The question is, does the Simcha of Chodesh Adar, does that apply to Chodesh Adar Aleph? So the Shilas Yavetz, source number 3, asks, why does Rashi say, Yimei Nisim HaYipurim HaPesach? He's, the reason is because he wants to tell us that was of Yimei Nisim, right? So then, Kislev should be also a very special month. Or he says Nisan also should be a special month. But he says that Rashi is pointing out the reason why Adar is special, because Adar is the only month where you have 2 months in a row in the beginning of that, the beginning of that cycle, and that's why Adar is a special month. So therefore the Shilas Yavet says it's obvious if it's only because of the Nisim that started on Chodesh Adar. So Chodesh Adar, that's special in regard to Simcha, has to be that month where we start to recognize and celebrate those miracles. And that obviously is Chodesh Adar Bet. And therefore, according to the Shilas Yavetz, Chodesh Adar Bet is the month of Simcha and the month of Mazel. That is what the Yavetz says. And Rav Uzner implies the same thing, and he also quotes the Sfas Emes, which we'll come back to, that the reason why Chodesh Adar is a month of Simcha, because Chodesh Adar was when they would go ahead and make the announcement during time of Beit HaMikdash, to go ahead and to bach the shekel. So it was Hischatshut HaKorbanot, that people were going ahead and they were starting the new cycle of bringing korbanot. So obviously that only applies to Adar Bet, and for that reason only applies for Adar Bet. However, he does quote the Ritva Maseches Tainis, which we'll have to explain, and he says the Ritva says sub davar pella, and we'll come back to this. He says even though ein mazel be Yisrael, in source number 4, Rav Uzner of Chelik Yud Simkaf Hei says that even though ein mazel be Yisrael, there are 2 months where there is mazel. One of those 2 months, Chodesh Adar and Chodesh Elul. So ein mazel be Yisrael, but every rule has its exception, and Chodesh Adar and Chodesh Elul is an exception to the rule. We'll have to maybe explain what's the uniqueness of Chodesh Elul. Says, however, according to everyone else, says, it could be there's something intrinsic about Adar. He says it's a davar pella, but according to others, the special month is Adar Bet. If it's something intrinsic, it could be also Adar Aleph. However, he finishes off Tov Lev Mishnah Tamid. In source number 5, so it's clear, it seems, that if you would like to go ahead and you would like to you want to know when the Simcha, when there is Simcha, so that Simcha is in Chodesh, that has to be in Chodesh Adar Bet. However, it's pointed out that the Chassam Sofer in source number 5 was writing a tshuva, and at the end of the tshuva he wrote, Ve'echton bebracha, liyom givosh nichlaval kitov, alef drosh chodesh adar rishon, shemar ben bo simcha. So the Rav Chassam Sofer said, gave all the Torah that you want to say, we can still be mar ben simcha chodesh adar. So I think Lamaisa, if someone would ask me, should there be more simcha chodesh adar aleph? I mean, the minhag already is in Chodesh Adar Bet. I think in the schools here, when they have the Tachnit Adar, it starts in Chodesh Adar Bet. But the fact is that a person can't have Simcha, and we can't think about Mazel. But that being said, I decided to speak about it now, because Mirtz Hashem next month will be so focused on Inyani Purim, and Halachas Purim, and Machas HaShekel, and Parah Aduma. So we'll talk about Mazel this month, and also Mazel is something that applies a whole year round. You know, as the Ramos finishes off, Aruch Chaim, B'tov Lev Mishnah Tamid, a Jew is always looking for an excuse to be happy. A Jew is always looking for an excuse to be happy. Okay, so now let's get to the meat of the shiur. So now let's speak about mazel. So first, the main question I want to understand is: there mazel? Does mazel affect us, or do we as Jews walk around and say, "Hey, mazel, I don't have to be concerned about this"? That's the first question. And I think we have to understand that if we, you know, be putting aside all the Gemaras, the Jewish people, in a certain sense, I think subconsciously, are affected by mazel. There's an idea, not everyone keeps, but if God forbid someone dies young, you should name after them. We are affected by mazel. By the way, I personally did not follow that. I did not follow that in terms of doing that. But I'm saying, if you ask Jews, we are affected by mazel. On the other end, ain mazel be Yisrael. So I wanted, the main point of the shiur is to understand, is there mazel be Yisrael? Is there not mazel be Yisrael? So if we look at the Gemara source number one, Gemara points out, right? And then the Gemara says, and therefore, since you have to diminish the simcha in Chodesh Adar, in Chodesh Av, you shouldn't go to court with a non-Jew, because our mazel is not that strong. So I'd like to understand, what's the connection between mazel and simcha? And then Chodesh Adar, since you're supposed to be Marvet the Simcha, it's a good time to go to court. So I'd like to understand, what is the connection between Mazel and Simcha? And number two is the main question, and maybe if I have an opportunity I'll speak at the Rambam, but the main question is there Mazel B'Yisrael, or is there not Mazel B'Yisrael? So I'd like to look at some of the sources. And question number three: once there is a connection between mazel and simcha, what does simcha mean? Does simcha mean that once Chodesh Adar starts, I have to start drinking every day? Let's say it's grape juice. Maybe we'll speak about that next month. Or is this another type of simcha? So first of all, I would tell you that in the Luach, they quote from the Sefer HaMichtam. Sefer HaMichtam is one of the Rishonim who says the simcha of Adar, it's the simcha of mitzvah, to be more involved in learning. It's the simcha. It's the simcha of doing mitzvos. That's the simcha of Adar, according to the Sefer HaMichtam. So if you look at source number six, all right, source number six, the Meiri says, what does it mean, mishenichnas ab mematim b'simcha, and mishas adam marvim b'simcha? What does that mean? The Meiri says it means to daven and to give praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu according to what happened in that time. And therefore, in Chodesh Adar, we have an obligation a whole month to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nes of Purim. On a certain level is a kiyum. In other words, the idea of thinking about Purim is not limited to just the 14th. But the idea of giving praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even from the first of Adar Bet, first of a regular Adar, we should start thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yerushalmi says, if you have no choice, you can read the Megillah a whole month. Because every time a person should think about what happened and try to use it. So therefore, Chodesh Adar, we can praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu a whole month, that's the Simcha. In Chodesh Av, unfortunately, we can't. That is the Shita of the Meiri. The Svas Emes points out that, well, we mentioned the Svas Emes. The Svas Emes points out that what is we'll come back to Svas Emes. Svas Emes just speaks about the mazel. However, that's the simcha coin to Miri. So how does that fit in with the sugi itself? So first, let's see Gemaras that speak about a mazel be Yisrael. So let's look at source number eight. In source number eight, the Gemara Mesechta Shabbos, this is the sugi of mazel. Itmar Rabbi Chanina Omer mazel machkim. According to the mazel a person has, that will define how smart he is. Mazel mashir. According to the mazel a person has, that will determine how rich he becomes. The Yesh mazel Yisrael, and Rabbi Chanina says there is a mazel for the Jewish people. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein mazel Yisrael, There is no mazel Yisrael. But as the Rabbi Yochanan l'taymer, Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his reasoning. Tamar Rabbi Yochanan asks, Minayin, how do you know she'ei mazel Yisrael? There's no mazel for the Jews, because Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Ko amar Hashem al derech hagoyim al talamdu. You should not learn from the derech hagoyim. Umiitos haShemayim, from the signs in heaven. Al tichos, not be afraid. Don't be afraid of what's going on in astrologically. Ki yichatu hagoyim. The goyim have to be concerned. Mayim from them. Goyim yichatu. The non-Jews are concerned. The lo yisrael, not the Jews. And then the Gemara continues and says, V'af Rav Sava. Rav also holds a mazel Yisrael. The Amar Rav Yehuda. Amarav, minayin she mazel Yisrael. How do we know there's no mazel Yisrael? And Gemara quotes the famous Chazal that Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you mean can I have a child? I saw my mazel, I'm not going to be zocha to have children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out and he said, say mitztakenusa, go away from your astrology. And he says, and why? And he says, because a mazel Yisrael. And it's curious that Rav says a mazel Yisrael, all right? And therefore, and Rav was the one who said that you should have simcha in Chodesh Adar, not Rav Papa. Okay, so that's one Gemara. Now, so the Marsha in Maseches Tainus says source number 9. He asked the question. So there's no mazel Yisrael. So how can it be that in Chodesh Av we have bad mazel? There's no mazel Yisrael. And source number 9 of our Shema Sechus Tainus says, "Va'ader debari mazle." Even though we said "Ein mazel Yisrael," he uses a very, very strange expression. Mikol makom, however, megalgalin zchus liyom zakai. On a specific days, on worthy days, yes, we'll have a schus, and a chova liyom chova. So the Marsha says, a mazel Yisrael, but there are still special days. We have to understand, what does that mean? How can there still be special days if a mazel Yisrael? Then we have the Ritva. And the Ritva asks the same question in source number 10 of Maseches Tainus. He says like this, the afagav she'ei mazel Yisrael, hani mili b'shar yomim. This is by the rest of the days. Al v'shnei chadoshim elu. But in these 2 months, yesh mazel. There is a mazel. She'kein nigzar leinim b'shamayim, because it was decreed from heaven. So the Ritva says, ei mazel Yisrael, but that's other months. However, when it comes to these 2 months, Chodesh Adar and Chodesh Elul, it was Nigzar, there is Mazel. And then he goes on, the Mazel of Davga. What does Mazel mean? Mazel means Gzeira. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu tries to be Gozer, good Gzeiras in these 2 months. All right. So the first Teretz says there is a mazel. Certain months there is a mazel. We have to understand what does Ritva mean? A mazel Yisrael. How can there be 2 months where there is a mazel? So let's see a few more Gemaras. There's the Gemara Maseches Moed Katan. Gemara Maseches Moed Katan says Amar Rava, Chayai v'ni u'mezoni lo b'zchus etalya milsa. How long a person lives, how many children he has, and what is parnasa, does not depend. Moy cutting up chav ches and aleph does not depend on your schusim, what you accomplish with your life. El the mazla talya milsa depends on your mazel, on your luck. How do we know? The harav rav chista travayu rabbanim sadika have. They were both sadikim, rabbanim sadikim. Mar matzli v'asim mitra. One of them would daven when it needed rain would come. Umar matzli, one would daven v'asim mitra, and rain would come. So both of them, Hashem would listen to them. Both of them. However, Rav Chista chaya tishin v'tartin shnin. Rav Chista lived 92 years. Rav chaya arboyin. Rav lived only 40 years. Bei Rav Chista shitin hulule, in the house of Rav Chista they made 60 weddings, Beirava Shitin Tichli, In the house of Rabba, they made 60 bereavements, whatever that means. Bei Rav Chista, smida lekava lo mitbi. Rav Chista would serve fine flour, the best food to his dog, to the dogs, whatever that means. And there was no shortage. Bei Rabba, nama desari leinshi, they'd serve barley, which is a low quality flour, leinshi, and they couldn't even find enough of it to serve. So, we see both tzaddikim. One had a glorious life, a mazeldik life, and one had a life that wasn't mazeldik. So we see that beneath Menzoni, we see Gemara points out that there is mazel. And something fascinating, if you look at Rabbeinu Bachaya, in Bereishis Perek Tzvav, Rabbeinu Bachaya says like this, that the Jewish people, there is no mazel. And it says, tzedek yikro l'raglav. And that means that tzedek, one of the planets which represents a mazel, it comes to our feet. Mikan ochicha chazal, the a mazel Yisrael. Okay, because we're above all mazel. It says, v'cheinom memedrish, brach dodi v'domalach litzvi, that you should run away, my beloved. This is Avram, who's called Ohavi. He says, alhari besamim, not besamim el bashamayim. Why? Because we're in heaven, there's no mazel for Yisrael. So now the Rebbeinu Bachaya adds in something fascinating. Fear Hadavar, when do you say mazel Yisrael? But Klal Yisrael. When it comes to Klal Yisrael as a whole. When it comes to Klal Yisrael as a whole, there's no mazel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really is involved and he doesn't let mazel affect Klal Yisrael as a whole. Abel Befrat, but the specific people, he says, Yesh mazel cho echad v'echad. Rabbeinu Bachaya says there is a mazel for every single person. Why? Listen to what he says. Sharia chachmas hamazolos chachma gedolim farahi. He says the chachma mazolos. Astrology is a chachma gedola umafara. It's a glorious chachma. V've'ein razal machish noso klal, and chazal would never, ever contradict this idea of the wisdom of astrology. That's what Rabbeinu Bachaya says. Okay, I can't explain Rabbeinu Bachaya's Shita, but Rabbeinu Bachaya said this because of the fact that there are various Gemaras. One Gemara says, a mazel Yisrael, and one Gemara says, there is a mazel Yisrael. Gemara says, that our people are affected by mazel. The Gemara says, the Mishnichnas Adar, Marvin Besimcha, and you should go to court then. Mishnichnas Av, you shouldn't go to court. Why is that? Because there is mazel. So how do we resolve these contradictions? If we're talking about Klal Yisrael as a whole, the fact that Klal Yisrael was Zocha to Medina Yisrael in 1948 was not because of our mazel, because of our Kodesh Baruch Hu. We ride above the mazel. Okay? However, the individual people do have a mazel. And that's what Rebbeinu Bachaya says. Most Rishonim, or many Rishonim, do not agree with Rebbeinu Bachaya. And that's what I'd like to explain. So first of all, the Ran, source number 13, points out that what does this mean? When we say b'ni chaye u'mezoni lo b'schus etalya milsa, see, he says what it means is that it doesn't mean, God forbid, that people's, you know, when people go ahead and question how many children they have, how much money they have, how, you know, what their life is like, that it only depends on mazel. God forbid, that we would never say. What Iran says is that it's not just the schus, but it's also the mazel. And some people have, so for example, Rabba, who it seemed like did not have a mazeldik life, however, his schusim must have helped somewhat. He says, but it doesn't mean, the Ran says, that it's only mazel. B'ni chayim mazoni is not just mazel, it's also schusim. However, the Ran adds in at the end, that this is, he points out that schus only helps against some of the mazel, not all the mazel. But the Ran says, this is according to the Shita, that yesh mazel be Yisrael. But the Ran says, if we hold a mazel be Yisrael, then the ni chayu mazoini, right, does not depend upon mazel. That's what the Ran says. The Meiri, basically feels that there is mazel, okay? However, the Miri says, Meseches Moed Kavdav Chav Chesamad Aleph, source number 14, that with our tefilos, la'olam al yimnas min arachmin matfila, and he says, you should know that tefilos and stokos, Yachrichu hamazel umarechas haltoldo b'chol davar. That when a person goes ahead and davens, and he does mitzvos, that can somehow or another subdue the mazel. So the Meiri takes another approach. Meiri says, no, there is mazel. There is mazel, he says. However, the tefillos that we do, it's not that a mazel is Yisrael. And this is a very important yisod, that there's no mazel. Yes, there is mazel. What makes the Jews special, that we, the Jews, have a method of formula, how to deal with the mazel. We can daven. We can do mitzvos. And a person, and this is, but how about the Gemara that says, B'niyu mazoniu chaye la b'schus italian milsa, only the mazel? So he says, that's a das yochid. That's a das yachid. The Gemara there is implying that there's nothing you can do to go against mazel. And here he says, no, there is something you can do to go against mazel. And this Gemara is a das yachid. See, he says, why? Because this person saw the life of Rabbah, the life of Rav Chista, and therefore he was very bothered. So how can that be? Where is the justice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world in the just way. So this Shita pointed out that the Miri, that it's only the mazel, but we don't hold that way. And the only reason why the Shita pointed this out and explained it this way is because he saw there was something, there was a certain Seder that was lacking the way life should be. But the Miri holds that clearly there is mazel, and that's what deals with the Gemaras. And when we say a mazel, it means that we as Jews has a way to overcome the bad mazel, or maybe to, and maybe just the opposite, we can actually maybe also circumvent in some way and not be affected by good mazel. Tosvis seems to hold the same way as the Meiri. He says, and Tosvis says like this, source number 15, and similar but different than Meiri. But with cotton dab chavheim and chav chesem and aleph. Tos, he asked, "Hichshu b'tosfus? How can you tell me chayid briu mizone? Depends on mazel." The Gemara says, "Maseches Shabbos, a mazel Yisrael." So Tosfus says, "V'yesh lomar d'lepa'amim mishtana de mazel." That sometimes, so mazel can be the pamit can be changed through mazel, just like the case of Maseches Shabbos also, and sometimes it can't be changed. Okay. For example, and it gives me a second time, it's about Rav Lazar ben Bedos. Rav Lazar ben Bedos was very, very poor. And he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, one time, I guess in a dream, why am I so poor? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, do you want me to go ahead and to destroy the world, and you could have been created at a time when you would have a good mazel? So in other words, so sometimes the mazel goes ahead, and the mazel, sometimes the mazel can be overcome by tefillos, and sometimes the mazel cannot be overcome by tefillos. And the Marsha, in source number 60, Maseches Moed Katan, again, confirms the idea of Tosfos, and he says that there's another sugya that in Maseches Moed Katan, that Rava wanted the chachma of Rav Huna and the wealth of Rav Chisda, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu basically would have said he could have given that to him, but he wanted the modesty of someone else, and that he couldn't give. So that we see that there is, for whatever reason, Rav's mazel could have changed. However, and also we know there's Gemara Maseches Nida, that before a baby is born, the baby Malach comes before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this tipo should it be a chacham, a tipesh, wealthy, poor. See, therefore he says, so we see that person has a mazel. However, he says, however, we see that, so there's a mazel, and one thing the mazel decides, whether the person will be wealthy or poor, will be healthy, not healthy, and be a chacham, not a chacham, and Rav was able to change that. So even though we have a mazel can be changed. However, as Tosis points out, sometimes the mazel is so strong that the mazel can't be changed. So now, let's try to understand what, you know, the whole idea of mazel. What is the idea of simcha? The idea of simcha is as the Meiri points out, as the Sefer Michtam points out, is what's simcha? So there are two types of simcha. One is obviously a simcha that we feel, a physical simcha. When it comes to Chodesh Av, you're supposed to be ma'ayif a simcha. What is the halachic aspect of that? You're not supposed to build a base chasnus. You're supposed to minimize painting the house. You're supposed to minimize your simcha. But what happens when it comes to Chodesh Av? What's the simcha we're supposed to increase in? We're supposed to do actions that cause simcha. What kind of simcha? Simcha shal mitzvah. Learning Torah. I heard there's an Indian to make siyum during Chodesh Av, to be mispalel, the simcha of mitzvah. And that's what the Miri says, how do we go? That's what the Miri says in Maseches Tainis. That what do you do during Chodesh Adar? You give Shevach to Chodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Simcha of Chodesh Adar. So now we ask the question. So what is the connection between Simcha and Mazel? What's the connection? The answer is that our Mazel. What's our Mazel? Our Mazel is based on the tefillahs that we do. When we daven, we do mitzvahs, all of a sudden we can overcome the mazel. And therefore it says, in Chodesh Av, we have opportunity to do more, we have opportunity to go ahead and to do more mitzvahs, to misameach with simcha tefillah and mitzvahs. So all of a sudden, our mazel, we overcome our bad mazel, and now our good mazel is stronger. And that is the connection to simcha, between simcha and mazel. However, we have to know that there are some times where the mazel is so strong, even our tefillos can't overcome it, as Tosis points out in Maseches Tainis and Maseches Moikotin, as far as Rav Lazar Medas is concerned, and other people, I say Rabba, and that's the Gemara. B'mazel tazel milsa, sometimes the mazel is so strong that even our tefillos cannot overcome the mazel. Now, we mentioned the Shita Rabbeinu Bechaya. What does Rabbeinu Bechaya hold? Rabbeinu Bechaya holds that a mazel Yisrael, that means when it comes to the Jews as a whole, when it comes to Jews as a prat, as individuals, then there is mazel. Then there is mazel Yisrael. So I'd just like to point out that Ibn Ezra is in source number 18. So Ibn Ezra source number 18 says like this: "B'zeh she'amru chazal mazel Yisrael." So he says, "Kol zman she'hem shomri Torah, when they are shomri Torah." But if they don't keep the Torah, yishlot lehem hamazel kasher humanusa. When the Jews don't keep the Torah, then all of a sudden the mazel takes over. Like the Meiri says. He says, kichol machberes umazel deli v'arechas ra. So these are different types of astrological signs. The mazel deli, the bucket. He says, it's a bad sign. Hine yavo ro Yisrael. When this happens and there's a bad sign, evil will come upon the Jews. And those who understand astrology will admit to this. And the truth is that this mazel deli should have been in the heavens for many years, even after the Jews left Mitzrayim. But what happened? He says, "Uvavur shitzaku l'Hashem b'shavol elav hoshiim Hashem v'kashiyur l'klal kein yichli yachid." So the Ibn Ezra says the same idea, that no, there is mazel Yisrael. However, this mazel Yisrael can be overcome by tefillos, can be overcome by mitzvos. And in Mitzrayim there was a bad mazel. However, this mazel was overcome by the tefillos and the mitzvos of Am Yisrael. So just to summarize, before we come to the last part of the shir, we ask the question, is there mazel? Is there not mazel? So many Rishonim point out, yes, there is a mazel. However, we can overcome that mazel. It's a bad mazel by our tefillos, and if we don't do mitzvos, it could be that we might lose our good mazel. And therefore, in Chodesh Adar, in Chodesh Av, the mazel is very... However, sometimes the tefillos cannot overcome the mazel. The mitzvos cannot overcome. And for that reason, in Chodesh Adar, if we can avoid it, we should try to go ahead and to push off a court case. In Chodesh Adar, that's a good month, because then our Chodesh Adar, our mazel Chodesh Adar is shining very strongly, but we should still be marv of the simcha tefillos, because we always need help. And our mazel, if we don't keep the mitzvos, we can lose our good mazel, and that's why it's important. And that's the connection between simcha, the simcha shal mitzvah, and the mazel. Because when we're involved in mazel, so then we're involved in mitzvos, it helps our mazel. And Chodesh Av, it could be our tefillos will not go ahead and will not help our mazel. Okay, before I finish, I just want to deal with the Rambam. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in source number 2 mentions the idea of Mishnah Nichnas Av, the Matim B'Simcha, and he mentions the idea that a Jew that has a court case should try to push it off until after Chodesh Av, until after Chodesh Av. However, the Rambam does not mention anything about Simcha of Chodesh Adar, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch do not mention anything about Simcha of Chodesh Adar, nothing, and the Rambam does not mention anything about pushing off a court case, because the Rambam, his view was, we paskin a mazel Yisrael, and there's nothing to talk about, and therefore it could be that this was a Shitas Yochid. That Rambam holds a mazel Yisrael. The Rambam basically feels that anyone who believes in mazel, not mazel, Rambam says it's ridiculous, and that was the Rambam's view. However, according to the Rambam, we have to ask, how come he doesn't mention the idea of Simcha, Chodesh Adar? Okay, and then Chodesh Adar. So the Chassam Sofer points out in Simen Kuf Samech, Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf Samech, that's source number 17. He feels like this. The Chassam Sofer points out that number one, what is the idea? And the Rambam, Rambam mentions the idea of Simcha, minimizing Simcha in Chodesh Av, but no, doesn't mention the idea of being Marv V'Simcha in Chodesh Adar. So the question is why? So the Chassam Sofer essentially has two approaches. And what's the approach of the Chassam Sofer? The approach of the Chassam Sofer, number one, is that there are those shitas that hold that even though Tisha B'Av is the ninth of Av, we have to minimize Simcha the whole Chodesh Av. All right? And that shita would hold, just like you have to minimize Simcha the whole Chodesh Av, you have to be marv the Simcha the whole Chodesh Adar. But we paskin that the minimization of Simcha of Chodesh Av is only until Tisha B'Av, not afterwards. So therefore, since we hold that the whole Simcha, the whole minimization of Simcha is only until Tisha B'Av, so, and not the whole Chodesh Av, obviously there's no Indian of being marv the Simcha in the whole Chodesh Adar, because the two shitas are connected, the two minyanim are connected. So when it comes to Chodesh Av, we can say Mishin Nichnas Av Matim B'Simcha, because even though the minimization of Simcha does not apply to whole Chodesh Av, it still applies to the beginning of Chodesh Av. But when it comes to Chodesh Adar, where it doesn't apply to the whole month, so therefore the only time to have Simcha is when, according to the Rambam, on Yudalit and Tesavav Adar. Now the Rambam, even though he was a Sephardi, as he calls himself, he was a Litvak. The Rambam says, the only time to have Simcha. So therefore, for that reason, the Rambam says, there's no Chiyuv a whole month. He's not going to say, that Mishnah Nichnas Ma'adar Marvim B'Simcha, because there's no Chiyuv to have Simcha the whole month. However, by Chodesh Av, even though there's no Inyan to minimize the Simcha the whole month, but certainly at the beginning of the Chodesh, you have to minimize the Simcha. And then, the second point that Chassam Sofer makes, is how do we define minimization of Simcha? Means, as I said, the Rambam is not talking in the spiritual realm. The Rambam is talking in the Olam Hazeh, the physical realm. Don't build houses that base chasnus levanecha. You shouldn't build a wedding camp and any things for a wedding. That's how it says. So therefore he says, we don't do that in Chodesh Av. When it comes to Chodesh Adar, there's no obligation to go ahead and to build a base chasas in Chodesh Adar. There's no obligation to go ahead and paint a house in Chodesh Adar. That's after Purim, maybe before Pesach. So therefore, there's no practical difference, when there's no practical relevance of the halacha, and therefore, the Rambam does not mention it. Okay, so that's the Rambam Shita. In other words, according to the Rambam, the Simcha of Chodesh Adar is only on Purim, and on Shushan Purim from Yerushalayim. Now, I do want to mention, so does that mean that we're not supposed to be happy the whole year? Of course we're supposed to be happy. We're supposed to be happy every day of the year. The in Parshas Kisavo, the pasuk says, Tachas Shalavadas Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Lev. All this happened because you didn't serve Hashem B'Simcha V'Tuv Lev. So there's an obligation to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Simcha. Rav Nachman Breslov was not the first person to say that. The Mitzvah Gedolah B'Simcha, it comes from the Torah, Reina B'Chaya. But that Simcha is a Simcha that applies every day of the year. It doesn't apply only to Chodesh Adar. Now just to finish off with the Shulchan Aruch, how come, and that's the reason why the Shulchan Aruch the Shulchan Aruch points out that, so the question is, Shulchan Aruch mentioned Mishnah Nechnas Avim Matim B'Simcha, and the Shulchan Aruch also says, you should stay away from court. However, when it comes to Chodesh Adar, it doesn't say anything about Simcha and going to court. And the question is why. So, I would like to finish off, if you look at source number 19 and 20. And this is very important. The Gemara says in Maseches Chulin, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Bayis Tinok Fe'isha, Apol Pi She'ein Nichash Yesh Simen. Nachash, they said, what does that mean? So in other words, let's say someone moves into a new house. There's a new house. Or someone, there's a new baby in the house. Okay? A young baby. Or someone gets married. So a person can feel, when any of these three things happen, you know, life is good. You know, what? I remember as a kid, I forgot, I was talking about this week. I don't know, I was 10 years old, I saw a movie, I forgot the name of the movie. But there was, you know, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day, everything's great, right? You're moving the house, via Sinavisa, zippity-doo-dah, everything's awesome. So it's not nichosh, it's a simon. What does it mean to simon? It means sometimes you have a good feeling about yourself, and when you have a good feeling, everything will be good. Because mostly depends on you, what you put into it, what your feeling is. And this Gemara is quoted by the Rambam. Source number 20, Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perikat Aleph, Halacha Hey, the ultimate rationalist who said that nichosh superstition is ridiculous, mazel is ridiculous, astrology is ridiculous. The Rambam says, Misha Amar Di Rezush Benisi Simen Tov Haisalai. Someone said, I built a new house. It's a good simen. Isha Zush and Asasi. I married this woman. It's a good simen. I'm sorry for the juxtaposition. Ubehema Zusha Kenisi and I bought in. I'm sorry. He says, Rambam, Vareches Haisam Eshta Kenisa Asharti, because from the time I acquired this, someone bought a new animal, he says, I became rich. Vachain Ashol, the Tinoch, Eze Pasuk Atalomed. I'm sorry, it's a Tinoch. If someone asks the Tinoch, which Pasuk are you learning? It's not a new child. But if someone asks Tinoch, what Pasuk are you learning? Im Amrlo Pasuk and Brachas Yismach, the Yomer, the Simentov, Kalel Gotzman Mutter Lahoy. You're allowed to ask a child, tell me a Pasuk. And a Pasuk's a good Pasuk. So you can say, wow, it's a good simon for me. It's not nichosh. Why? Because hov lo kiva maisav. It's not that he's going in and saying, okay, now because I moved to the new house, I'm going to do this. He's just saying, everything is a good simon. And he goes about his normal life. That's not nichosh. So the Rambam points out that what is, you can have a simon tov, and a simon tov is mutter. Mishenichnasav mematim besimcha. So in chosheshav, there's a halacha. You can't do certain things. You can't build a new house. You can't paint a house. Building a house, painting a house, buying something new. It's a simon tov. You feel good about yourself. Now you think everything's going to be good. So therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says, you have a court case, push it off. Because why? Because you don't have that good feeling. Simon tov, it's not nichosh. When it comes to Chodesh Adar, where really, there's nothing practical. You don't have to buy something. You don't have to paint your house. So the simcha is on a different level. A simcha of doing mitzvos, right? The Shulchan Aruch might hold, that might be more related to nichosh. And for that reason, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. So just to summarize, I would say that it seems to be a machlokas rishonim, according to some rishonim, even though a mazel Yisrael, it doesn't mean there's no mazel. What it means is there is a mazel we can overcome by our tefillos, our mitzvos. Sometimes, unfortunately, the mazel is so strong, our tefillos can't overcome it. But that's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu has chosen us for in life. And according to the Rambam, there's no mazel. But even though there's no mazel, there's still a simon. That simon might apply in Chodesh Av, which would be a simon ra. It might affect us. So not according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam feels, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam doesn't deal with mazel at all, but the Shulchan Aruch says that in Chodesh Av, when we can't build a new house, we can't go ahead and we can't paint, so we're going to have a bad feeling, and therefore that simon is going to go ahead and cause us to maybe lose in court or something else. However, when it comes to Chodesh Adar, where there's nothing that we have to do, the simcha shel simcha shel mitzvah, there might already come to nichush, and for that reason, the Shulchan Aruch does not mention the simcha v'adar because there's no practical implication in terms of obligations that we have besides increasing in mitzvos, and also it might border on some nichush, since it's not just a simcha, because a simen tov comes from things that you do, that you acquire something new, which there's no obligation to do in Chodesh Adar. Whatever being said, you know, we should go like the Chassam Sofer, we should have a Mazel Dikel Adar Aleph and Adar Bet, and we should be zochah to build up towards the simcha of increasing our spiritual fulfillments in these next 2 months.